Agriculture is a major industry in Polk County, and Publix, which sells a lot of that food, is based in Lakeland. So how is it that with all that bounty, Lakeland Winter Haven has been one of the highest rates of food insecurity in the country? We learn more about that problem this week on Florida Matters. You can hear that show on our website. As Julio Ochoa with Health News Florida reports, some nonprofits are trying to do something about it.
The weekly produce market co-op at the Woodbrook Estates mobile home community in Lakeland is bustling. Boxes of fresh tomatoes, strawberries, lettuce, and other fruit and veggies sit atop rows of tables.
They are delicious.
Residents at the 55 and over community pick through the produce. They fill plastic bags and head to the cashier.
6, 7, 8.
Until a year ago, a group called Elder Point Ministries was giving out tons of free food to thousands of families in Polk County. But Director Jane Hammond says it didn't work.
We were just dumping food, canned goods and day-old bread.
And the food wasn't healthy.
All this food that at the end of the day we were giving them boxes of high blood pressure and diabetes. And so we were persisting in the problem instead of overcoming the problem.
They found handing out food wasn't really helping, and a recent study backs that up. The Food Research and Action Center found that the Lakeland-Winter Haven metropolitan area had the second highest rate of food insecurity in the nation. The study is based on a Gallup survey that asked people if there were times in the past year when they had a food hardship. That is, was there a time when they didn't have enough money to buy the food they needed? In the Lakeland region, 23% of those responding said yes. The number is far higher than the national rate of 16%. And this rural and suburban region rated far higher than urban communities like Miami and Orlando. Brad Beatty is director of Heart for Winter Haven, a faith-based nonprofit. He says food insecurity can spawn health problems, including obesity and hypertension. That's why giving out healthy food is so important.
To really do this right, we're going to have to provide healthy sources of food for people because their quality of life is being impacted by this unhealthy choices.
Back at the Woodbrook Estates Mobile Home Park, Selma White wants to make sure the market will keep going during the slow summer months. She started coming in September and says she and her husband are eating healthier because of it.
There's nothing like fresh food, you know, fresh vegetables and fruit. So, yep, you've got it made.
The fruits and vegetables she's buying aren't overripe donations. The food is restaurant quality, and much of it is from growers in Polk County. The extremely discounted price she and others pay will cover the cost of buying and delivering the food. Hammond says this market and 9 others they host are open to anyone. That takes away the stigma from those who are food insecure, and it also gives them a choice.
The seniors are more likely to want to participate if they get a say, they see the quality is really fresh. So they rather use their dollar for something that they know is good that they want than take free food that they have no control over.
Hammond says the market nearly supports itself because members are involved in selecting, sorting, and distributing the food. Brad Beatty from Heart for Winter Haven says he and other local leaders hope to expand on the concept by bringing a low-cost grocery store to Winter Haven. But Beatty knows the problem is bigger than just bringing food to people.
I think the biggest aha for me and for many people that remarked was that food alone would not solve this problem.
That's why he and others are engaging the community to develop other solutions. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa in Lakeland.
Learn more about food deserts and poverty in Polk County on Florida Matters this Sunday morning at 7:30.